progress on finding a place to put people, or are we just looking at the ship?
Right now, it looks like the ship is a good, safe haven, but interestingly enough, we never got to explore the city, but there is a series of tunnels under Fine Zaun drilled into the cliffside that seem to go down right to the base of the waterfall. It's enough room where we could, theoretically, temporarily find a space for everybody.
Well, that's big, especially since everything that's not strictly necessary is probably going to get destroyed. So that's excellent.
I see why they are trusting you, Tiffany. You seem like a good leader.
Okay. Thank you. I am.
I think you ask, I am, and you get to the lab at that point and you see Ida in a rush putting things away. I think that's where we'll cut back to Argos and Anya. The building is groaning around you. We transition back. We see Tiffany seeing Ida and the noise of the background noise comes back in and we switch back over and we see you looking over the rafters down in the doorway at this point. You see Argus, you see Reinhold, who was shouting your name. Reinhold looks kind of battered. You see that there's blood actually coming down the side of his face. There's like sort of like dried blood, a trail of dried blood is coming down the side of his face, and he doesn't see you yet, so he's still yelling, "Argus! Argus!
Reinhold, here." I start walking towards him with this person on my back.
He sees you, and you are carrying Lloyd.
Thank you.
Anya's carrying Friend.
Right.
And you've left Archibald in the dining room. Reinhold looks at you and says, "You have to get out of here now. The whole building is coming down."
Yeah. Let's go.
All right.
Like, moving, moving, getting out that front door, checking to make Anya, make sure Anya's, or maybe I'll make sure Anya goes in front of me.
No.
No.
Anya passes Yufrin and says, "More dying's only going to make it worse." And goes to pick up Archibald.
Oh my god.
So he's not left in the collapsing building.
Okay. You so I'm holding going. Two people, or going to hand it to Reinhold.
If Reinhold looks like
can he carry somebody? Yeah.
Oh yeah, he can carry somebody. He's like he shoots almost like a grappling hook thing up to the ceiling, pulls himself up to the second rafters, feet on the balcony, and takes Lloyd from you.
Hell yeah,
Argus.
Yeah,
take Friend. Get out of here. I'll be right behind you.
Oh.
I need you to trust me, okay?
No! Okay, yeah. Don't leave.
You leave with Reinhold, and Reinhold, on the way out, turns to you and says, "Hesitation does no one good. You need to remember that. A decision made faster next time would be helpful." And, you know, is lecturing you like he usually does. Yeah. And you make it out of the building. When you're out of the building, you really, truly see the consequences of this bomb. You are seeing pieces sort of like falling from the top of this building. Not like large pieces, just like dust is starting to like fall from the top. And you see like this orb that was on the top is, as the building is just like at the bottom, starting to almost bend a little, bend and buckle. You see the top very, very slowly start to tip over.
Ugh.
You are out of the building at this point. Does Reinhold know about your transcendence?
No.
Do you train like this?
No.
Yes, no. But you never trained like this.
No.
Reinhold, looking at you, I think at first you saw a bit of surprise back when you were inside, but I think at this point he's already acclimated. You see he says, "Are you able to stop the building from falling?" An impossible question for most people. Why would Reinhold ask you this?
Am I able to stop a building from falling? No.
No? Why not? Have you ever tried it? This isn't Reinhold. This is just me asking you.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You have magical powers.
I know, but Argus.
Argus has never tried this, yes.
Argus is like, I can't fucking do that shit. Like, he's...
Do you say this to Reinhold?
He would just say, no, I can't. I mean, he probably could, but, you know, he doesn't believe in himself at this very moment that he can.
Thinking about how Reinhold thinks about this, I think Reinhold looks at you and says, if what I'm seeing is what I think it is, you need to put the lives of others before your own. You need to be a warrior in this moment and take the risk so that others may live. Argos, you can do something nobody else here can. It is your responsibility.
Okay. Stop the building from falling over.
You do have the time thing.
Yeah, I have the time thing. I don't really want to use it, though. I'm trying to think. I'm looking at my character sheet. Is there something else I can do instead? It's just Argus. I think he has more compassion for making sure that people get out alive. The building to him. But I guess the building collapsing will kill people.
There's still people in the building. There's buildings around this building that it's going to fall into. And as you're thinking, it continues to start falling, and it's still going slowly, but you can see it perceptibly beginning to fall now. Not quite. It's at like a an 80 degree angle, which is a very noticeable angle for a building to be at.
Okay. Maybe I wonder if I could do a flashback in this moment.
Ooh, what is because the flashback?
Flashbacks cost one less stress for me than normal. So I could do a couple of these. I think, so I did learn that there was going to be something going on earlier today. Like, I overheard people talking about something going down. Was it at sunset or was it specifically
at lunchtime?
At about lunchtime, right. So they...
You heard that there was something going down between the Fur Elite and the Synergic Defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that something was happening tonight. You piecing things together... I'll just give this to you because you have everything that you would need.
Yeah.
You get the sense... Because before I told you, these people seemed to know what was happening from within the Synergic Defense. You get the sense that there was an operation that these people were somehow associated with the Greys. Actually, no, sorry, you don't know about the bomb.
No.
You don't know about that backstory. So, wouldn't put this together, actually.
Because I was trying to think, like, can I somehow, like, had some people, you know, leave already, you know, kind of a rewind type thing, but... I think I do have to try to use the... Let me read my transcendent ability for a second. When you push yourself, choose one of the following additional benefits. So this move has to do with, like, I can make any move, push myself with stress, and by using that push ability, I can, one, trade places with my fated person. Not a good idea right now.
Not so good.
Two. That'd be so funny. Like, this is Tiffany's problem now. Second, I can briefly remove an ally or foe from the flow of time. But to me, that sounds like just one person. And it sounds to me like Reinhold wants me to interact with a building to prevent mass casualty.
Mm-hmm.
And really, that's not going to cut it. And unless someone can think of a good flashback that can help me save a bunch of people, I do think I have to use
the device. I can think of one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the flashback I'm going to give to you is, well, given what I'm about to make you do, I'm going to say it's a one, so it's zero. I'll give it to you for free. I think there's this like branched time where you're seeing another version of yourself do this in the past with something else. Back in the fight with Yuvie, you see a version of yourself make a tree disappear. And you see that it takes a lot out of you. You like missed UV and you were going to take UV. This version of you was going to take UV out of existence for a second, but missed and the tree disappeared instead. You get the idea that if you push yourself, and I'm going to say this is a double push. This isn't a thing in the book. I'm just making this up. If you push yourself for 4 stress and eclipse, I will let you make the building disappear. You know, like the falling part of the building, I will let you do. Like, I really want to drive home when you're transcended, you are doing some wild shit. Think big.
Making the building disappear. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Let's do that. That's a big.
You're still going to roll.
It sounds like you're saying, like, I got an eclipse to do this. So I'll, yeah, sure.
You basically, you have to roll and eclipse. I'm going to give you, let's see, I think there's a, I'm just double checking.
Can't resist the eclipse?
Yeah, that was my question.
Well, you could, you're going to roll for eclipse, but yes, you would hit eclipse, basically. So you would push yourself for 4. You're still only going to get +1d or greater effect from that 4 in this instance. And what are you using? This sounds like what are you doing? Paint me a picture of what Argos would be doing. You've gotten this image in your head. Reinhold is telling you you're the only one who can do this. You are seeing this other version of yourself do this with a tree. A tree is much smaller than this building. And you think to yourself, well, if I can do it with a tree, why couldn't I do it with a building? What do you do?
Yeah, he looks up to the building and I guess he starts to, this is very much an interior moment. I'll think of what kind of it looks like outwardly, but when he's thinking about the, like, I think his connection when he tried to disappear the tree, like he misses and then he hits the tree, you know, like with his, you know, mental aim. And suddenly he can almost feel, he tries to feel like the threshold of what is root and what is ground, what is air and what is leaf. Like what actually ends up disappearing and what stays. Like at what point does a tree end and the rest of the earth begin, kind of thing. Like
what is the difference between a person who is made of molecules and the rest of the world?
Yes,
we are all made of the same stuff. So why, like, couldn't you do this?
And so it's almost like, okay, He starts to feel the building, not just by what it's made of, but how it was made and the intention put into it. So he can actually see, like, you know, this is a building because of the people that have touched it. And this is, it's created because of that intentionality. And it's the reason it's separate from the sandstone on the ground or the buildings around it is, like, he starts to feel kind of like some kind of unique signature to do with it. Like a building doesn't have DNA, but it is unique, if that makes sense. And so he starts to see the outline of it and identify it. And once he has that kind of grasp, he's able to blink it out of existence. And it starts to flicker like kind of a lamp going out that has a poor connection. You know, it's there, it's gone. It's flickering a little faster until it's completely gone. He himself is probably like squaring up, really feeling his feet on the ground. He too starts to flicker in and out with in frequency with the building. And I don't know. He's, you know, he's doing some like anime, like his hair is going up. Oh no, he doesn't have any hair. He has a buzz cut. Never mind. But you know, some smoke coming from the eyes. Like, I don't know, something like that.
You have like Nen around you. I don't know if anyone's watched Hunter Hunter. No, or Super, if you go Super Saiyan, you know, Goku goes Super Saiyan. Goku has like the power around him, like an energy aura.
Yes, absolutely. Like kind of a static, like the hairs on your arms kind of lifting up, like that kind of tearing in the air. And that's
and what is your body position like? Are you just looking at it? Are you?
I think he'll put Lloyd down, Lloyd, and he'll touch the building. He'll go up to the building, put both his hands onto the wall, and then try to do it. Yeah.
And you see all of this in one version of the future. You still have to roll for this, but you know how to do it.
Okay.
This sounds like you are...
I'm just looking at the descriptions myself. Like, I'm empathizing with the building. No.
I think it's another defy. I would say it could be flow.
Yeah.
But that feels a little mean at this moment.
Yeah, defy. I do feel like you have to, like, when I think of moving a building, I think of strength. But again, this is mental strength. So
when you flow, you adapt to your circumstances, though. Okay, and you defy, you face opposition head on. I can see a version of this where it's defy. And I think it is, like you said, a version of you just digging your heels into the ground and just force of will doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like the serene at peace version would be flow, where you're that's like calming this. Yourself. That's not this.
He's all I right. mean, he's feeling pressure. He's feeling
this is a desperate
responsibility.
Great.
Yeah, okay. Desperate.
Desperate
great. I will say that if this succeeds, the people in the building will be safe. You can put the building back in a way that's like outside the city. Like,
what if I don't bring it back,
anymore?
Though?
What if you don't bring I don't know. Are you waiting until Anya's out then?
Anya's on the second floor? How far a fall would that be?
It's fine. Don't worry about it. Anya's got
I'm not sure the people don't disappear as well.
I was imagining the building disappearing and then people just falling. But yeah, making the whole building disappear.
That's a big building.
Yeah.
People would still get hurt if you did that.
They would.
Mm-hmm.
But now, knowing that I'm actually disappearing the people in the building, that kind of changes my descriptors from earlier, but that's okay. The building has just one big envelope and I'm disappearing everything within it.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, I will somehow make it reappear, but it's like a big, let's say a long period of time, a longer period mm-hmm. of time than the usual flickering. So, okay.
Okay. So this is a desperate great defy.
Desperate great. So great because I'm transcended. That's the...
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And because if you did this, I imagine this would be a great effect. I imagine, like, if there was one above great, it would be that effect. I'm really trying to drive home that when you are transcended, you can do some buck wild shit.
Yeah. I'm very concerned.
This is inhumane and aware where it's inhuman.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm gaining stress after this mm-hmm. role, or like right now I am.
Basically, you're gonna fill your stress bar, make the roll. Regardless of the roll, you're gonna make an eclipse roll.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because success seems important, might I offer some teamwork?
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you offer some teamwork, please?
May I have some teamwork?
Yes, I'm going to assist you across this great distance.
Okay.
I enjoy how so far Argus is just kind of inadvertently treating Tiffany as a stress bank to get teamwork from across several kilometers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there you go, plus 1D. Okay. What does that look like? How am I giving you teamwork now?
I think you're up with that, huh?
I think
one of the things you can ask is part of the move that you're using is ask that player one question about their character from your gather info list. That's okay. For this time, you can use it as a means of answering what does that look like.
Well, what are you really feeling?
Yeah.
Mm.
I think for
because
a second
I don't need to know where can I find beauty here. I know where I can find beauty here.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
You know, in general, Argus feels a weight of responsibility because of his abilities. And I think then when he transcends, I imagine our link is pretty strong or can become more porous since you're my fated person. And also I can do things with my transcendent ability, like switch places with you and stuff. But that kind of implies to me that there is kind of a tunnel between us. And so in that moment, especially when he's told like, you have to do something about this building, you feel like there's like an elephant on your chest, like the weight of a building, like a heavy weight on your shoulders.
Yeah, I think in return, you just feel Tiffany's conviction that you're awesome. You're so cool. And not in a you're not feeling weight kind of way, but just in a I believe that you are the like one of the coolest people I've ever met, and you have the capacity to do it. You'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a taking one stress to assist?
Oh, yeah, I already did.
All right, take plus one D.
Okay, plus one D. Still desperate, great effect, transcended.
Desperate,
okay.
Great, defy, transcended.
I'm worried that our luck... can I do anything? No,
let's see it.
Much. Let's just see let's it. Let's just go. Okay, desperate, great.
And you do get the bonus D from pushing yourself already.
So I have plus
two. So that's a plus
D?
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
All right.
So that's four dice. What could go? What could
Let's
possibly?
See it. Let's see
what could,
it.
What could even?
There we go. That's a six. That's a six.
Six, two, four, two.
Oh my God! I saw the twos and I was like, ah.
I know. Oh,
that's
let's
a
mark.
Six. That's
mark
a full
XP.
Success.
I get some XP for some
mark
reason.
Mark XP, yeah.
Because it was desperate. I guess.
Desperate, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for that.
We don't know the parallels here, but the camera and we as players understand that you put your hands against this building and we start to see the same light that we saw coming out of the ship into the ground. We see this light coming out of your hands and going up in the building. Is Anya still in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I think so.
You think so? Okay. Just needed to make sure before I continue describing this. Anya, you start to see this light come into this building and wash over people. You start to see it go into yourself and you feel this almost like tingling sensation of coulds and ifs. If an if had a feeling, it is this. If a what if was a thing, you can feel it right now. And you start to see different realities. You see a reality where you and Mads are... Nothing bad has ever happened between the two of you. You're on some sort of beach laughing together. It's just the two of you. You see a reality where it's you and Argus. You're on vacation shopping. There's things that you don't recognize as real. You start to see this city made of metal that just isn't a thing in the way that it's like a sprawling city like that. It's never existed. You start to see other realities. You start to see a world of water, a world of trees, things that could be, would be, all sorts of different realities. And in a blink of an eye, you feel yourself go weightless, and the whole building phases out of existence, and the screams of the city just go silent. The screaming of the building, you realize how much noise there was from a building collapsing, and it's just silent, and with it you see the hushed voices. And there's a moment, and you see there's a crowd that has gathered around you, Argus. And there's a moment, and another moment, and everyone begins to cheer. Reinhold looks very proud of you, but also a little horrified. And I think you catch that before he just walks over and says, "I knew you could do it."
Argus is like sweating, breathing heavily. I think he's trying to keep his focus on like a tether to the building wherever it's gone. I think he's trying to appear stoic, but probably looks quite exhausted, but I guess still transcended. So still exuding kind of a powerful and electric energy, but I guess it's time to resist. I think the energy starts to build and build as he is on the edge of eclipse and trying to resist that.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to make your eclipse roll?
I would like to do that now. Yes.
So it's 1D, it's moon. If you roll 1 to 3, you're an eclipse. 4 and 5, another protagonist can push themselves or spend a link to keep you from succumbing. If not, you eclipse. And on a 6, you hold out hope. Mm. The next time you take action, you will roll for eclipse. On a critical success, you erase. You can't crit. You only have 1 dice.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Okay, so if I get a 4 over 5, then someone can push themselves. But right now, I just roll moon.
Just moon.
No bonus die.
No, just moon.
Four.
Ooh,
My neck has yet
to run.
How
about you don't go into Eclipse?
Yeah.
You feel this conviction from Tiffany just holding you, grounding you. Ugh. You can feel yourself on the edge of like this. What is Eclipse for you?
When oh, you yeah, let's
eclipse,
read it.
You've known all along that changing fate was impossible, yet here you are. You feel the hope of Tiffany. You feel the love and know that Tiffany is a good person. Tiffany can be saved. There is a bond between you that literally cannot be broken, that can literally change reality. You've never done something like this, and you've unlocked something. For the first time, you feel like you can do this. You can really change fate.
Yeah. I feel Tiffany's conviction, and I think for the one of the first times, I don't feel too scared of her confidence in this moment.
Okay.
I escape Eclipse.
Anya. Yes, you escape Eclipse.
Or I resist Eclipse, I guess.
You resist. Yes. If you take action again, you will roll again.
So does my stress stay?
Yes.
Okay.
You can clear it if you have a link.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to use one of Tiffany's links to clear my stress.
All right. Just amazing. Amazing.
All right. Who else is clearing stress? I've got 4. What's Anya at?
I think higher.
I'm at 6. It's fine.
Yes.
Yeah, you're at 5.
Remember, the first dot is always filled.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you could go to 3, which would be 4 on your sheet.
Uh-huh. No, I'm good.
As in, you're not going to clear it?
I don't... Would that give Tiffany more stress?
No, it would be instead of me clearing it. Someone else can also clear 2.
One of you is going to clear 2 stress.
I'm at 4, you're at 5, so you can take the 2.
But why would we do that now and not...
Because any time one of us uses a link to clear stress, someone else gets to clear stress as well. And Argus just cleared stress.
Because I needed to do it, so it's just a freebie, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I was very confused. I'm like, wait.
Through the storm, like, you feel the confidence and calm.
There's more rules than ever.
Yeah, it's one of our newer ones, I'm pretty sure. Okay.
The crowd erupts into applause. You have this proud and almost terrified look on Reinhold's face at you. And as we just hear the noise of this applause, the camera like looks up to the sky and the applause sort of becomes rhythmic and sharp and angular. And it is an alarm clock. And Anya, your alarm clock is going off. It's time to wake up and go to school.
No, what? 5 more minutes.
You snooze it and you see someone peeks their head in and is like, Anya, come on, it's time to go to school.
No, come snuggle.
Mads comes and jumps on your bed, like sits on the edge of your bed and is like bouncing and come on, we have to go to school.
I grab her and drag them under the blanket. No.
They are giggling and go down with you and like are cuddling you. And they're like, come on, I can't be late again.
Yeah, but isn't this better?
It's great, but you do this every morning.
And you don't want me to?
Ugh, you know how to get me. Hear another voice coming from downstairs. I don't know if we've ever seen your parents, Anya, but do you want to describe your mother? I don't know if your mother is still with you in the other world, but you hear her voice, which is a familiar sound every morning.
Mm-hmm. I think she has a deep kind of lemon honey sound to her voice.
Hmm.
A little brass in it, but yeah.
Anya, breakfast is ready.
Oh, okay. All right, we're coming.
You hear Yuvie screaming, breakfast, breakfast, down the hallway. You get up for another day of school. You go down, we see this like very classic 1990s house that's, you know, completely normal. It's a completely normal day. Nothing strange is happening. Mm-hmm. You go downstairs. Mads is with you, of course.
Tucked under my arm. I'm carrying them.
Yes. You put on your pride flag to show that you, you know, use all your pronouns. This is a something that you have to think about every day, of course. This is something that you and Mads bonded over, and Mads was kicked out of their home and is now living with you. Mm-hmm. And you both put on the little flags, you get dressed, you have these cute outfits. I think you maybe coordinate a color or two to show that this is almost your 1 year anniversary.
Yep. As I put on their jacket for them, I tuck the collar down, kiss them on the back of the neck, and then tuck the collar back up.
You do this, you go down, you eat breakfast. Completely normal day. Lots of laughs. Yuvi is a little prankster as usual. They put orange juice in your cereal and hand it to you while you're distracted so that you take a bite and just burst into laughter, run outside to catch the school bus, and the three of you go off to school.
Well, not without hugging mom and dad goodbye.
Of course. But, of course.
And giving Yuvi a kiss on the forehead.
And you see Mads still a little uncomfortable that they still, like, they have these parents in their life that love them unconditionally. Also gets hugs and kisses from your mom and dad. And, you know, it's endearing. It's a cute awkwardness. Mm-hmm. You go to school. And it is a completely normal day.
Definitely a lot of daydreaming, doodling in notebooks. Catching Mads in the hallway and dragging them into, you know, a classroom.
You are reading a textbook on communication and how to store communication in museums as you're studying to be an archivist. Let's cut back over to Argus for now. We hear the whooshing of the bus, like just the wind going past. The wind starts to become rhythmic again, and we go back to the clapping as we are looking out the bus window to the clouds, and the camera goes back down and looks at you again in this town square. And Reinhold says, well, we better bring them back.
Yeah, he takes a big breath, and I think as he exhales, he disappears too for a moment and tries to appear to wherever the building exists right now. Mm-hmm. Can you do that?
I think you
or
feel
you
yourself disappear.
Back? Yeah.
You could disappear. I think you disappear and you feel this almost liminal space that both is and isn't. It's like you see shooting off into every direction. Ideas and possibilities and decisions and things that change the outcome. And here you are just in this almost floating liminal space with this building that is like flickering. And much like when you pulled that grain of rice and it was flickering back and forth between where you pulled it from and its original position, you just see the building is flickering. Like this, between a position of upright and toppled. But when it's toppled, it's actually perfectly fine. It's almost like you've just put it in Photoshop and rotated it 80 degrees and it's on its side safely. And you feel if you focus, you can control the version of it.
Yeah. I want to bring it back, but I do. Yeah, I want to bring it back on its side. I don't want it to be, you know, magically metaphysically
just
fixed.
Falling again.
Normal. No, I can imagine like seeing many versions of the building, you know, maybe tiny architectural differences or completely different buildings. But I try to pick the same building. But I just want it to be horizontal, like you said. Still broken, still a symbol of whatever it is. But I want it to be laid down if there is space for it somewhere in the city or in its same place.
I think you would have to lay it down just outside of the city limits. But I think there's a way to... I would say that you can do this. Reinhold takes you to the edge of the city and you do it just outside the city limits, like right outside, just to make sure everyone is safe. I think this is side of the city. You can hear more of the waterfall. Again, there's this noise dampening that's happening with the waterfall. But as you're coming outside of the city limits again, you can see into the horizon over the side of this cliff as water is just pouring over the side of this cliff. It's like a browned water from all of the dust and sand just falling down to a lower river and a lake at the bottom that the river then keeps going and cutting through this almost canyon off into the distance. This is the site as you bring the tower back. The building is horizontal. Anya, you snap back into existence and you, like every day, you've never really had to worry about what it means to use any pronoun. It's not a strange thing at all. You remember that you and Mads don't live in the same house. You're like almost grasping onto these memories as they slip away from you. These things that just were and never were and no longer are. And what was I studying again? And you're all back in the building and you fall slightly to the edge of the room because it's horizontal, but you only fall a few feet. Not really anything that would hurt you while transcended.
Are there other people falling too, or is it just...
Yeah, but like it's also like within the room. Like they would just like go to the wall that's sideways, right? If they're standing on the floor, then they're going to go to the wall. There might be some people who are slightly injured, but everyone is alive. Comparatively, it is a huge success. You're there with Archibald, who is unconscious.
Yeah, I keep Archibald from sliding out of a doorway into another. And
Yeah.
The reason that Anya went back to the building was to make sure that they could protect anyone who needed it, even Archibald, who they don't trust.
Even Archibald. Fair enough.
I mean, dude detained an alien for seemingly no reason and beat them up. I'm not going to fucking trust that dude.
Yeah. Fair. Argos, you can let out a breath as you just feel the weight of this building release. And you are back there with Reinhold.
I guess, am I still transcended? I've only used, I think, 2 or 3 moves.
Yeah, how many moves can you use while transcended?
Is it before, right?
It depends on your playbook. For you, it's 4, yes.
4 stars, yeah, okay. Because I tackled Reinhold. I disappeared the building. Oh, what? Does resisting eclipse, is that a move I would also count?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And then I didn't have to roll to bring the building back, did I? Do you want me to roll?
I was putting that in with the 6 that you rolled for disappearing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have some moves left, which, so I look exhausted, but I am still transcended. So I'm still like, you know, Super Saiyan. Does Anya reappear? Or if not, I would run into the building and, or yell for Anya.
Anya, do you leave the building?
Anya is checking on people. I think it's barely dawned on them that things are okay until they look out the window and see that they're on the ground level, which is now sideways, but the rest of the building might collapse on itself. So I think he's just going through and making sure that people are okay and making their way towards the front. So... Yeah.
Argos, you see windows are breaking and people are leaving, but none of them are Anya.
Okay. I think by the time it takes me to get, I'm guessing I have to go like, you know, through a gate or something to get to the outside of the city.
Yeah, it's like, it's not so much like a fenced gate, but almost like a again, another sandstone structure that's just like keeping the elements out. Mm-hmm. So you have this doorway that was open and closed, almost like, not quite like a bridge, but there is sort of a pseudo sandstone railing that comes down and goes down to the ground level from the building or from the city walls.
Yeah, I'll go down and shout for Anya.
While you're doing that, I don't think it's gonna, like, at this point the danger is past. It's just time. You're gonna eventually find Anya. While you're doing that, how about we jump back over to Tiffany? Roaring of this waterfall fading into the background, fading into silence as the yells of people also fade, and the camera going down to the dirt, looking at the dirt as it spins back around, and we see this upside down shot of Tiffany. The shot is like between Tiffany's legs, and we just see an upside down Ida in the tent, and then we cut back to a normal camera angle, and it is this silent scene. The background noise has just fallen away, and you were just looking at Ida, just putting things in a bag.
I would like to gather info.
What are you doing to gather info?
Analyze if I can. Just looking at everything I'm seeing and thinking about everything I know and trying to synthesize an answer.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
It's a controlled standard.
That's a four.
It's a four. So okay, you can ask one question and a follow-up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I would like to know what Ida is really feeling.
Ida is feeling stressed. You can see this look on her face. You see worry. You see moments of self-doubt, of self-anger, self-hatred. You see this frustration leaking over in a way where Ida has only ever acted like this when she thinks she's alone. And maybe you've seen this once or twice, other times that maybe you've walked in and just waited, like not said anything immediately while she was frustrated. It's that degree, but it is, you can hear that she's muttering something to herself. You can't quite make it out.
All right. My follow-up. Mm-hmm. Do I think she was actually upset with me specifically before?
You get the sense that that was a cover.
Yeah, okay.
You don't think she was actually mad at you.
That's what Tiffany figured, but needed confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you break into Reinhold?
She jumps and like drops whatever she was holding. It's like some glass thing that like shatters as it hits the lab floor. She's not moving. She's just like not looking at you, back to you, not turning around.
I will immediately go to start cleaning up the broken glass.
She lets you. As you're cleaning it up, when it's safe to step out, she steps out and sits down on a chair as everyone else is like rushing around, and she is just collapsing on herself, not making eye contact with you.
Because I covered for you, if you did. And if you didn't, I need to know who I covered for.
For the first time, she looks at you and her eyes are teary and she's dumbfounded at that you covered for her. She just, what? Why would you do that?
Tiffany looks extremely confused. Why wouldn't I do that?
I wasn't very nice to you.
Well, no, and that hurt, and I didn't like that, but do you think I'm that fickle that being mean one time gets rid of everything?
I don't know. I didn't expect. I expected to have to go alone.
Go where?
I was just packing up to leave.
Why? What?
I thought you hated me.
Why? What?
Because I lied to you, and because you're the only reason I'm here, Tiff.
Okay. I'd rather you didn't leave, but if you did, now is not the time, because there is a storm coming, and you definitely need to be on that ship if we're going to make it out of this.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And I would feel very bad if you got hurt. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that you...
If I get hurt, it's my fault. It's not your responsibility.
Okay, but I like you and don't want you to hurt.
She blushes and looks at the ground.
What were you going through Reinhold's place for? If I'm gonna cover for you, I probably should at least know why, right?
Can this stay between us?
Probably.
Do you promise? She stands up and is standing face to face with you, just like a foot or so away.
I mean, as much as I can promise anything, if you tell me that you're going to do something that would threaten, like, everyone, then no, but no. Probably.
No. Do you remember when we were studying and I sometimes miss class?
Yeah.
She, like, takes half a step and closes a little bit of the distance between you. You never seemed that interested in the politics that was going on in the city, but I wasn't sick. I was at the protests, and Reinhold was part of the people who we were protesting.
Huh. Okay.
He is up to something.
Did you find out what?
Give me a empathize.
Okay. Position?
Controlled. Great.
Cool. I'm not going to burn any resources.
Okay.
That's a 4.
Ooh, okay. I did, but... and I think she takes out her notebook, and you see inside of her notebook for the first time, there is a sketch that is, like, loose in her notebook. You can't quite understand what it is that you're looking at. It's almost like blueprints or a schematic, and you can see that she's sort of copied it in her sketchbook. On the other side of the page, there's a picture of you, and you are just, like, in the lab looking at something. You maybe remember that day. There's a big smile on your face. I think you found some data that you were hoping to find that day. And these are just juxtaposed. The two images you see are these schematic blueprints that Ida has quickly sketched down, and an image of you. Or, like, a sketch of you.
Since I grabbed everything that looked important, and I've neglected to say this at the time, but I would like to make it clear, she did keep a hold of all the files that she took from the desk.
Mm-hmm.
So could she, like, reach in and quickly shuffle through the files to find the original that she'd copied? If it was there?
Oh, the original is in her book. It's like a loose leaf in the book.
Oh, okay.
Like, she's taken the original
and copied it down. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
She's, like, made a copy.
Okay. I will still pull out all the files and say, If you need to find anything more, I grab these.
Her eyes go wide, and she looks at you and she's, are you sure?
I mean, you don't want to hurt anyone, right?
No,
I just want to help people.
Yeah. So, that's good. And Reinhold's kind of sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, here. Everything around here is going to get destroyed in, like, 6 hours anyway. So, unless he manages to make it back here and sort through and get out in time, no one will ever know.
She just looks dumbfounded, just like mouth agape. You are inches away from each other.
Ah, who has awareness of personal space?
She starts to tear up and she just like goes to hug you and starts crying, just like collapses onto you.
I mean, yeah, I'll hug her back. It's that kind of awkward, I don't really do this much, it's nice, but I'm not entirely confident kind of hug. But I also will wait for her to pull away. Like, I'm not going to let go until she does.
It's a while.
That's fine.
And
it's getting windy out there, people. Away, sorry.
We got hours!
It's a while, and when she pulls away, there's a moment where your cheeks just like just brush slightly together, and her head is just like tilted down, just like her forehead is like a millimeter away from yours. You can feel how close your faces are.
I will rest my forehead against hers without thinking about it.
She looks up at you as you rest your forehead against hers. She's looking right into your eyes.
I would describe Tiffany's current headspace as, this is very nice. I don't know what it is, but this is very nice.
Do you stay there for more than like 2 seconds?
Yeah, I'm not going to pull away, but I also, Tiffany is not going to initiate anything at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're there for 1, 2, 3 seconds, and she kisses you. It's just like a little kiss. It's like a little kiss, and then almost like, do you react at all, or are you just like stunned?
I think what we get is a, oh.
She goes to pull back, and it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I thought I'm sorry.
And I mean, as she pulls back, like, I'm going to tighten slightly.
Uh-huh.
The smooth thing to do would be to chase her and give her another kiss. Tiffany is not that smooth.
Yeah, no.
But I think she has, like, the presence of mind to at least, like, say, that was nice.
She blushes and smiles and rests her forehead against you again.
Oh. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I've never had anyone trust me like this.
Well, that's weird. Lou, that's so chaotic.
Lou, I need you to read this. I need you to read this. Please.
The way that I want Argus to switch places with Tiff right now and ruin the moment.
just suddenly Argus, thank transcended you. Argus is in Ida's arms.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Whew.
Keep going. That would be... It's a lovely moment. I'm here to ruin
yeah,
it, but keep
it's
going.
It's a lovely moment. Yeah.
Tiffany definitely has no clue what she's doing.
You see, Ida doesn't really know either.
Which is, in its own way, that's affirming. Eventually, Tiffany will have the thought of, more of this later would be good. Now, I do think we probably should help. people.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Of course. She like brushes her
You're not gonna
down.
Leave though, right?
She steps towards you and holds your hand and looks you in the eye and says, "No. No. I won't."
Okay. Okay. Good. Good.
Should we help the others?
Yes. Yes. I would describe a lot of Tiffany's expressions to be Tiffany.exe has stopped responding.
Yeah. There's just these two awkward gays in a lab. Ida just is looking at you and says, it seems like you've been doing a really good job helping everyone. I do need to finish packing stuff up here, but I have this. And she squeezes the top of your arm and looks at you and smiles and says, but I'll be there soon. Trust me.
Okay. Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah. You too. Yeah.
She bites her lip and smiles and then turns away and goes back to packing.
Tiffany will leave to try and help direct things further and also find anything that needs doing, really.